Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, hey, I did see you guys moving. Hey, you guys look pretty damn slow coming from the locker room. I will say that. I got a lot of shit to do tonight. I got third down to do. We need to make this thing go a little bit.
Clarence.
Clarence Hill, DLS Cowboys. Is Todd coming in?
Yeah.
Here you come. Come
on. Okay. Yeah, come on.
Come on, Todd.
I thought it was Roger Staubach again. I'm a little disappointed. It was just you, Todd.
Can't be on time early.
You're good.
Does anything change toward your approach for the final two games following yesterday's game?
No. You know, I talked to the guys today. Right now, our focus is on playing the Commanders and get a chance to do it on a short week, which is something that we're pretty good at because we've done it quite a bit with our Thursday games, but. No, at the end of the day, man, we're playing to win, and you know that's just at the end of the day, that's not just you know my philosophy. You know that's what these guys want to do. Like they want to play. If you listen to our guys, they want to play. They want to play well. They, you know, they love one another. They care about one another. Clarence, I think that's for me that's really cool.
You move Eberflus from the field to the box. How do you think the defense played? How did that work for you guys? Clearly. You didn't get to the quarterback. You blitzed more than you have most of the season, and you still did not get a quarterback. You've been sacked more than anybody on the ground.
Yeah, I think operationally it was good. I thought, you know, the operation of it was good. We certainly didn't play well enough, really, in any of the three phases to get the win. The pressure on the quarterback, I mean, it seems like we talk about this every week, and it's so important. You know, like you have to be able to get the pressure on the quarterback, and I think when you look at it, there's a lot of factors. You know, I thought we won some one-on-ones and he got out. You know, Herbert's an athletic guy and he's big and he's long and we lost some rush lane discipline. We blitzed some more. They picked it up. But it's certainly not to the level that we want or expect. And that's one of the reasons why when you look at where we are with creating turnovers, you know, it starts with that. We have to hit the quarterback to make him make errant throws or to get strip sacks. And so, you know, we all have to own that. I start with that as the head coach. And I know Flus and White Cotton feel the same way that we have to be better.
You got the personnel to get it done or is it a scheme thing?
No, we have the personnel to get it done and we have the scheme. We just haven't done it. And again, that starts with us as coaches.
Brian Todd Archer with ESPN, back on whether guys play the last two games. How much do you weigh the downside of playing the guys and if something were to happen like you've seen with Mahomes and stuff like that the last
Yeah, game? Again, I mean, because you guys keep asking me about it, I think about it more than I probably want to. I'd be lying about that. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, you know, we're in year one. And, you know, we've done some things that we're proud of this year. There's been, you know, certainly not the success in the win-loss column. That's very evident. We're disappointed about that. But again, you know, I'm fueled by the fact that we get to play an NFC East opponent this week and then next week. And, you know, we want to win. And to sustain some success, and we have a chance to potentially go 5-1 in the division. You know, I mean, you know, this is the NFC East. And so that's something that motivates us. And, you know, again, at the end of the day, when you look at this season, there's going to be good things. There's going to be bad things, but we're playing to win. And our players are all about that. That's what the culture we're trying to build.
Second half, the last 2 weeks, you've not scored a touchdown. There's a lot of talk about the defense, but how much does that kind of bother you and hit it home for you?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was very disappointed with, you know, the way, you know, we played in the second half yesterday, and I just felt like, you know, we had a good drive, and the fourth and one call, you know, didn't go the way we wanted to, and, you know, I've thought that one over and over a lot, and, you know, I give them credit. They made a good play, and but you're always, you know, critical of yourself, like, what if I would have done this, what if I would have done that? But really the biggest thing that slowed us down, Todd, I think, was untimely penalties on third down. This game got away from us, guys, time of possession. You know, I told the guys that this morning. I said, we didn't play this game on our terms. They possessed the ball for 35 minutes, and it's been 33-something. And why? Well, we didn't convert third downs, you know, and we couldn't get them off the field on third and fourth down. And this team, when you do that, the way that they can run the ball and the explosive plays that they made, it's not a good recipe.
So with that being said, do you look at the end of the half where you know how the game had started and they've had these long drives and shoot up the clock to steal a possession there at the end of the half? Would you call the timeout?
No, I don't think so. You know, like I said, you know, there's a little gamesmanship, Todd, where you get down there where you kind of make them make a decision. But once the ball gets to a certain area of the field, then you do burn the timeouts. I feel very comfortable with that. I think I was very pleased with how we started the game. I mean, you know, they deferred to us. We took the opening drive, went right down the field, scored a touchdown, and we kind of kept answering back and forth. And then, you know, the second half, we faltered on offense, and ultimately that caught us.
John Michelle with The Athletic. What happened with Quinnen Williams' neck with that getting added to the injury report on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, he got through the protocol, and then on Friday, like you do, you know, you're going to go out there and move around and hit some things, and his neck got sore. And so it happens, and at the end of the day, it was close, and with the short week coming, it just made more sense to, you know, not play him.
After the game, J.W. and Clowney had a pretty interesting quote talking about what motivates him to keep playing. Obviously, through these last two games, Dak has done the same. I was wondering if you ever have some of those veteran-type guys talk in front of the team, or do you leave that kind of stuff up to them to do individually?
No. I mean, I think they do a lot of that in the locker room. I mean, that's very distracting. I mean, can you ask the question? No, I'm just kidding. I heard the question. You're good. No, again, you know me. I'm big on player leadership. You know, when I talked to the guys the other day about, you know, after walkthrough, I said, hey, there's a chance we come to meetings tonight that we'll have been eliminated from the postseason. After I mentioned that, I had Dak kind of call him up, and he talked about that. But, look, the best locker rooms are player-led, man, and we've got some great leaders and great stories, and I'm aware of some of the things that our guys have said. And like I said, that's where I point to the fact that these guys want to play. You know, this is a game that's given them so much, and this is a game that, you know, they love playing this game. We all know this roster will not look the same. This team won't look the same next year. That's life in the National Football League. So, you know, we've got two more opportunities, and you know, I'm excited to actually run around hopefully a little bit tomorrow and get ready to go.
What did you think of Tyler Smith yesterday?
I thought he's an amazing player. To do what we did against that group, you know, obviously you guys were, you know, talking about the last couple of weeks, we haven't been protecting Dak very well. And again, against a really, really good front, I thought we played really well across the board and kept Dak really clean. And, you know, Tyler's just an amazing player.
Nick Harris, 4-star Telegram. Ryan Flannoy was talking earlier about how you guys avoided major injury with his knee. Just kind of talk about the range of emotions over the last 24 hours with.
Yeah, I really worried about it. You know, it was one of those deals where, you know, they took him in and they evaluated him. They just kind of really weren't sure, you know, and he's had the knee, I believe, I'm pretty sure. He's had that knee repaired before. But, yeah, we were actually in game plan meetings this morning when I got a call from Jim because he knew I wanted to know. And he gave us the great news about Flo, and so I did what most people that care do. I picked up the phone and we called Flo and told him I loved him and how excited I was, and a bunch of the guys in the room started going crazy and pounding the table. But let's talk about this for a second, the development of that young man. I mean, he had a touchdown yesterday. He gets another one called back that's an incredible catch, probably maybe one of the best catches I've seen in a while. And just the way he's playing and the confidence he's playing with, he deserves all the great things that are coming his way, and I think he's just getting started.
With Tyler Smith at left tackle, are these next three games experimental in any way of potentially going into the offseason with that as an option moving forward?
Yeah, again, I mean, you know, you watch Sizz play and you see how these guys function, and we know he can play out there. You know, we're not surprised. I'm not surprised. But, again, at the end of the day, we made the move because we thought it gave us the best chance to win these next three games. And, you know, it's going to be, like I said, for the next, you know, two games now. We'll evaluate everything, you know, no different than scheme and all that stuff. We'll evaluate everything once the season's over.
Tommy
Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com. Javonte, 9 carries yesterday. Did he re-aggravate something with the shoulder that was bugging him last week?
No, he got banged on the check down. Dak threw him a little check down. He kind of got banged on it, but nothing with that. I just think, you know, again, at the end of the day, you have the ball for 25 minutes. I ran the ball in the first play of the second half, and we lost 3 yards, and I think I got away from it, started pitching around a little bit too much, but it was more the time of possession than anything. I mean, it's hard to get anything going with 25 minutes time of possession.
And then with some of the other guys, DeMarvion in the protocol, is that something you're expecting will probably?
Yeah, tough week, short week, tough week. So I think we're holding our breath if we think he'll be able to play, but we'll see. But tough with a short week.
Just Thursday games overall, with this being your fourth one this year, you played plenty of Thursday games before in your career, but from your chair now as a head coach, how have you seen the operation in terms of getting ready for this many this in your first year as a head coach?
Well, I mean, the fact that we're the first team to ever play 4, I think, is unique. Certainly, it's never happened before, so that's interesting. You know, the first one doesn't really count. I mean, it's the first game of the year. Doesn't really count. But the other ones do. You know, you play Philly, and then you have a normal 7-day routine. And I do think, you know, doing it every year, we know how to kind of – how to process it. We know the right way to game plan and kind of how to do that. We know how to practice and to be smart with their bodies. I mean, these guys are not ready to run. I mean, they're hurting right now. I mean, I watched the film 3 or 4 times, and – again, you know, we played physical yesterday. We did. You know, we didn't play great in a lot of areas, but we did play physical. And so our guys are sore and they're banged up, and we'll get them back. But, you know, I think it's pretty cool to play in front of the world, I guess, with Netflix on Christmas Day. And, you know, we got a lot to celebrate, and I know I'm a very blessed man.
Dave
Lochmer, 105.3, The Fan, Cowboys Radio. To your point of untimely third down penalties or whatnot. You had the ball up there at 49, kind of middle of the fourth quarter, you're down 10. If that were an incomplete pass, and I don't know if you even got that far in the progression of the thought process, it would have been about a 67-yarder for Aubrey. Cut it to one possession game. Was that going through your mind?
Then I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember the exact situation, babe, but if you're telling me I have a chance with 10 minutes to go for him to kick a 67-yard field goal, yeah. I'd probably take a flyer, depending on what the D&D was. If it was 4th and 5 or less, 4 or less, I probably would go for it. But if it was 4th and long like that, or long in that mid-range, I'd have a decision to make.
Yeah, obviously the penalty puts you to 30.
Yeah, and again, it was, you know, a couple, you know, at a false start, and, you know, BB kind of goes to pull one, C flinched on one, and just, you know, things untimely. You know, and that's what I mentioned last night, you know, talking to you guys, and I'll say it again, like, it's real. The complimentary aspect of what we did, you know, you get stopped on 4th and 1, get ready to go, hopefully tie it up, right? And then they go down and get a field goal, and then you come down, same thing, we're in 3rd down. I thought, you know, they did a good job of forcing some 3rd downs in long because we did it. You know, they didn't force it, we did it. So those are things that you can't do.
Joe.
Joe White, Dallas Morning News. I know Tyler Smith moved to left tackle. Tyler Guyton, though, I mean, he's been out a month. Was that injury maybe originally or worse than originally anticipated?
You know, these injuries, the ankles are weird, Joe. I mean, they just, you know, it's different. You're not talking about a 180-pound, you know, receiver. You're talking about a, you know, 300-plus man that's used to moving backwards, you know, and not going forwards. You know, they're all different. So, no, I don't think so. But I do think that, you know, that certainly played into the fact of us making this decision. Is it seems like, you know, more than likely he's going to miss this game and possibly next week. We'll see.
And then Matty Flew's big reason moving up to the booth was for his adjustment purposes. How did you see him adjust this past game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we fired more blitzes. You know, we weren't getting home. And so I do think that we brought more blitzes. Unfortunately, those didn't really get home either. And again, you know, it's so funny because when you talk about affecting the quarterback, you talk about hitting the quarterback, sacking the quarterback, man, I wish it was just about defensive linemen. It's not, you know, it's about coverage. And, you know, it seems like when we had pass rush, they were getting open and beating man to man. And then when we had them covered, we weren't getting home, or we were around him and he escapes out for what, a 38-yard run or whatever he did. And that's what this game's become. Athletic QBs that can move around, and he certainly, you know, hurt us some yesterday with his legs.
Have you ever seen this many guys get poked in the eye?
Yeah, I mean, I was just a quarterback, but I would have definitely had a shield on if I was playing in the trenches because, again, there's a lot of stuff going on in there, and fortunately they're all okay. But I probably wouldn't have mine tinted like some of these guys do. But, yeah, I'd definitely wear a visor shield.
Scott
Erickson with the AP. On the question of playing or not, I just wanted to ask specifically about Dak. He's had a great year, 15 games, close to a full season. Any part of you that says he's had a good year, shut it down, keep him healthy or not?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's definitely an option. But we want to finish strong. You know, we want to build on the momentum. Dak's playing great. You saw what we decided to do yesterday when the game got out of hand. You know, we're not going to be cavalier with this thing. We play a physical game. Everybody understands that, you know. But, you know, these guys, when they go out, they don't think that way. They play. I mean, that's what they've been taught to do since they were 5 years old. You just go and you play. And, again, I'm not asking their opinion. You know, we're playing to win. But I guarantee you if I took a poll of guys in that locker room that wanted to play, every hand would shoot up for all the reasons that I've said. They love one another. They know we're building something special here. And, quite honestly, we'd love to not have a losing record and to potentially go 5-1 in the division.
And on Quinnen, it sounds to me from what you said earlier that he's trending to play, but it's kind of a similar question with him with the neck, and maybe you're not really sure, two games left, but you're comfortable with him getting out there.
Yeah, if he feels healthy to go, yeah, absolutely. We certainly want him to play, and he's an impact player, and, you know, you feel the effects of not having a guy like that, you know, and, you know, there's only so many in this league of guys like that that can take over a game at that position.
Yeah.
Edward, WFAA. You guys have been a top five scoring offense all year long. In this three-game losing streak, you're like 4-for-11 touchdowns in the red zone. Mm-hmm. Other than the penalty on CD and the penalty on Tyler, is there any commonality to whatever issues you're having down there?
No, Ed. I mean, I wish it was, because then I could solve it a lot easier. Not really. Again, the big thing I would say about the red zone is you need to get into, when you have third downs, you need to get into third down and really four or less. You know, when you get into third and longs, like you were talking about, it's hard because I know yesterday they were trying to play really, really soft and make us check the ball down underneath and rally and tackle. But it's a lot of different things, and it's just ultimately we have to execute better. I have to call better plays, and we have to execute better. And one of the reasons why we're one of those highest scoring teams in the league is we've been good down there for most of the year. And, you know, I hope and believe that that'll be the case in these last two games.
Garrett
Puttell, CBS Sports. Hey, Brian, after watching the film, what did you see of Trayvon Diggs in his first game back in a few weeks?
Yeah, I thought it was great for him to fly around. And, again, I think, you know, I talked a little bit about the joy and how much fun he had, and I saw him throw his body around there on some tackles. He wasn't perfect. None of us were perfect, but I thought it was a good first step. And, you know, I know that, you know, as a whole, you know, we just gave up too many explosives, and that's on the entire team. And But I thought it looked like he was having a good time.
What's it like game planning this week for Washington when there's a chance, you know, maybe their third string quarterback, maybe it's Josh Johnson coming out there for them?
Yeah, well, they'll put the ball down, and he's still going to have Debo Samuel and Terry McLaurin, and this young runner is very impressive. So, you know, short weeks, Garrett, usually you do what you do. You know, that's what we're going to do. That's what they're going to do, because you can't, you know, make up too much. I mean, again, we'll probably get, I'll tell you exactly, we'll get six full-speed reps all week, and then you're teeing up to go play the game. So, this is one of those games where it comes down to really not fooling anybody scheme-wise. It's really truly about execution, and that's where we have to, you know, take a big step, you know, to be able to go out there and play well.
Blake Elliott, 105.3 The Fan. Brian, now that you're mathematically eliminated, what do you want to see as a first-year head coach kind of in the mentality of your players, not just in the game, but in practice, in the locker room, in the weight room, and whatnot?
Yeah, I think it's all about the culture, that it's all about winning. You know, and it can be crazy to say that, you know, I get it. You know, we've lost three games in a row. We've got two more opportunities left. I want to keep seeing these guys play with the physicality that they played with yesterday and the passion and the love for one another. I think that's important. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to find ways to win games. And like I said earlier to Todd's question, you know, we're building something here. And I think it's going to be really special. And we're a long ways away. But I do think that these next two games can help build a lot of momentum for the future.
Christy Scales, Cowboys Radio, 105.3 The Fan. Brian, one last question about the domino effect of a short work week. How does that affect the ramp up for Mantha and Josh Butler?
Yeah, again, it's one of the problems because you really don't run around much. They'll get, like Phil, for example, will probably get quite a bit on the six plays we get full speed of scout team, but it's hard. And we kind of knew that. That's why we made sure we started it last week. And but it does make it more difficult.
Is there still a chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. Yeah, there's always a chance. But it does make it harder because you don't see them really do anything that makes them earn the spot to come up and play.
Clarence.
Kellen Murray, you traded for him, former first-round pick. Why things haven't worked out with him at linebacker?
Well, again, I mean, I think, you know, that's a broad statement. I think, you know, you talk about a guy that came here to play Will linebacker, you know, and then he gets moved to Mike linebacker. And he's been a Will his whole life, you know, and he practiced at Will basically all, you know, all training camp, all spring. You know, we cross-trained him some, but certainly not enough when you look back on it. You know, I think at the end of the day, I love his play style. I love the physicality that he plays. You know, the big thing on K-9 from the beginning was getting him more comfortable with his eyes. And, you know, he takes a lot of you know, stuff out there in social media and things like that. But I'd put this guy's play style and how hard he plays against anybody. And, again, I would never, ever point the finger at any one person. At the end of the day, this team and our record starts with me, and I own that. But I love the way K-9 plays the game. Does he play perfect? Nope. But I haven't called a perfect game yet in my career. I'm trying. Hopefully it's Thursday.
How do you balance having a 4,000-yard passer, 1,000-yard receivers, 1,000-yard rusher, and basically out of the playoffs, three games to go this season? I mean, how do you?
Well, you just say as a football team, you didn't win enough games. And, you know, the consistency that we talked about, you know, early in the season, you know, it just the humility of this game is just crazy, right? Like, you know, we win three games, and then now we've lost three games. And I talked to the guys today about it. I said, look, you know, if we're about our identity, trust, you know, work ethic, passion, humility, connection, all that stuff, it's easy to do that, you know, when you're winning. And you win three games in a row, and everybody's writing about how great we are and all that stuff. But my challenge to them is, can we do it when we've lost three games in a row, when we've still got two games to play? I know the answer to the question. I know how those guys are going to respond. But I do think that that's part of the evaluation that will go on as well as we play these last two games. Everything's getting evaluated, you know?
Just speaking of that, you want to build momentum the last two games, but you had won three games, you got yourself back in the playoff race based on culture, and then you lose three straight. What did that say about the culture there?
Yeah. Well, it says we're not playing good enough football, you know, and saying I'm not coaching good enough football. I don't think it's got anything to do with the culture. The fact these guys are still playing hard, the fact that these guys are still going out there and practicing the way that they are. If you didn't have culture, I'd be more concerned. But the fact that we have such a strong culture is why you've got guys like, you know, Dak and Tyler Smith and, you know, JD, you know, talking the way they, hey, I'm going out there for my brothers, and it's because this game's given me so much. And that tells you we've built this locker room the right way. We've built this locker room to sustain. And we just got to get some things fixed.
Coach, Fred Davis, 105 through the Fan. Kind of piggybacking off what Clarence said, talking yesterday to players in the locker room, I'd ask, hey, what happened in these last six games? Three games, yep. Raiders, Philly, Chiefs, looked like world beaters. Obviously, we know what happened last three games. He said maybe some complacency set in and guys weren't attacking things the same way they had those previous three games. Do you believe that or do you buy that, and how do you fix that?
Well, I think each individual can only answer that question. I never got that sense, you know, with the way we practiced. Was there sloppiness at times with things? Absolutely. When we won three games, I literally said to the players, don't believe the bullshit that's out there about how good we are. You know, the minute you start reading literally my phone blows up. You know, people send me shit all the time about, hey, you're such a great coach. I'm like, yep, not reading that. And you know, I'm not going to read what they're saying about me now either. So, you know, pretty good logic, right? But I didn't say that. Again, I didn't see that. You know, I felt like these guys have practiced well. At the end of the day, we haven't performed well enough. And, you know, that's what we're trying to figure out over these next two games.
Nick? Real quick, do these guys know anything about the Schottenheimer polka? And is it something might break out over the last 2 weeks?
I know the shot number poker. These guys don't. Clarence definitely doesn't know it. But it's been a while. It was a song that they wrote about my dad and the Chiefs when they were in the playoff runs in one of the years. I can't remember. But it's kind of catchy. Check it out on probably iTunes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nick.
What facilitated the move from Murray from Will to Mike?
Well, it started with when we moved, when Jack got hurt, and then Demo was coming back.
And you guys, I know it's a big deal to play on Christmas. From a sacrificing standpoint, though, you guys are already playing on Thanksgiving every year. From a family perspective with you and some of the guys that have families at home, how tough is it to play on both holidays?
You make sacrifice for this game. When you love what you do and which we all do, and, I mean, you guys make sacrifices. You guys are jumping on a plane to go up there and cut, or maybe some of you aren't. He's glazing himself. You guys see that? No one else said anything, and this guy totally just glazed himself. I'm just saying. I mean, I wasn't looking for a response. So Todd's going to be there. He's making sacrifices. But again, you know me and my shopping habits. I still don't have anything for my wife for Christmas. So, or her birthday, quite honestly. So I got a lot to make up for when the season ends. Yeah, it's too expensive.
Yeah, babe. Brian, the McConkey touchdown looked like you guys were in cover two there. They motioned across. Nobody got a jam on the receivers. Malik kind of jumps the inside. Could you just walk through the coaching points on that play?
Yeah, you know, it was good build by them. When they motion over, it kind of takes the jam off because of the speed that they're developing, so it takes the jam off. And cover two obviously has holes in it. You know, they got us on another play down the boundary. And again, Malik had eyes on the inside guy. Really, Trey can kind of keep pedaling. But again, I think, you know, he made a really good throw. And he's that type of passer that if you're not in the right perfect spots and you don't get the reroute and the safeties don't get wide enough, you can be punished on it.
The coaching point, if it comes up again?
Yeah, same thing. Trey's just got to keep losing depth, and Malik got to try to get wider and trust the guy running down the hole. But, again, I've seen him make that throw quite a bit in his career. You've probably hit a few hole shots in your life. No, not like that, no. His ball spins a little different, yeah. Yeah, his ball does spin a little bit different.
All righty, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there's the Brian Schottenheimer press conference. Players want to play. We got our boys Fred and Blake asking a couple of questions there as well. The Schottenheimer polka, you know,
we got a glazing himself.
We got some glazing in there.
Like
we got
15 S-bombs.
Oh yeah, the Tyler Smith stuff. He'll be evaluated again in the offseason. They're hoping that maybe they can get Tyler back, but they're not sure. So he's going to start there at left tackle. He's likely going to miss the game against the Commanders on Thursday, and then they'll reassess for the Giants game. Overshown, he said, "quote short week, tough week." So I think we're holding our breath. We think he'll be able to play, but we'll see. So we'll get more information on that as the days unfold. But we, of course, do have the Expressway on the other side. We've also got G-Bag of the Day. We got LA Live. A lot to get to. That's next year in the G-Bag Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to the on-time experts, we go commercial-free here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. And now we go into the Pimp Cup for a Monday edition of your G-Bag of the Day. Yeah, 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 yeah.
myself.
Check, check, check. There we go.
Is on.
All right. Yeah. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530 unless Shotty comes in here and pushes that time a little long. Dropping mad S-bombs. I'm hitting the dump button. I don't even know if I caught them all, bro. Yeah. We'll find out if I'm not here in a few days. You see, it's just an image of what I used to be. But yeah, he didn't catch some S-bombs. FCC got him.
Well, it's Fred. Fred's the one that drove him into the S-bombs.
There's a couple. I mean, he had, yeah.
Shoot.
Sure I think Fred had three of them.
He started. Did. Fred did?
Fred's question got it for three.
He asked him about the shoddy polka. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he just,
too much going on up in this joint. Yeah, for now, G-Bag of the Day is right here at 530 with L.A. My name is Lucius Alexander. By the way, if you see anything out there this week, Christmas week, hit me up, bro. I'll play it. Been talking to you guys in the inboxes, too. Shout out to y'all. I love the Tolo. Y'all pretty cool. Some of y'all.
When's the 30 for 30 on your vacation?
It was a little quick dip, bro. Man, I had a hell of a time, bro. I'll tell you what. Yeah. All right, so our winner and champ so far is the Giants fan right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they are a cursed franchise. It's going through it.
I went into the locker room with 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the game to take a shit. What the happened during that shit? What kind of insanity happened on that field? Then I come out and watch the shit fest of insanity that occurred over the last 60 seconds, and now I am convinced that evil forces are working against us. That is the only explanation for how we can lose this game.
He's going through it.
Nothing you did good during that game matters. Nothing! For 55 minutes, you sucked up the joint so bad that you look like Pop Warner's sack in blue helmets.
Jeez. Sounds like a shoddy presser.
Blue helmets.
Gosh.
The Giants will do that to you, man.
Ooh, they will.
The Jets and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, bad company.
East Coast crash outs, man. Some of the best.
All right, let's see here. Got some road rage situations for you, and of course, some church clips. I got a combo pack of that. Yes, it's a church day. Pray you got your blessing. He's the reason for the season, all that good fly stuff. Let's go to fishing rage.
Uh-oh.
Another boat pulled up on this guy, and they were in the spots.
Don't do that.
He pulled
Come
up
on,
and,
he, folks.
And started casting over his lines and everything. Real disrespectful, like. Real disrespectful, like, man. You got to wait till we leave or catch it on another day. You didn't get it.
Or circle around and ask him, hey, what are you catching them on?
Yeah.
And see if they'll tell you. Some people will tell you, oh, yeah, we got those. We got some minnows we're fishing with. We got some deep dive. We got some square bills. We got, sometimes people.
You got to be respectful.
Yeah. And then when that person leaves, maybe you circle back and then throw some in there and see if, like, okay, this guy ain't lying.
That's rude.
Yeah.
But don't, just ask.
Pulled
just,
up just, on them and started fishing just, right there in their spot.
Nah, just go on by. And don't go fast too. Just do your trolling motor or whatever. Don't make a lot of wake or anything like that. Just go on by.
Here, record that mother.
Oh, jeez.
Pull up on somebody and then you cast.
You pulled up on us.
You cast right over my.
You pulled up on us.
You were way to.
We were right there by that tree. We were right by the tree.
You were down by the trees down there. You're not even on a point, mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast over your.
Oh, no.
If you don't get it out.
Oh, jeez. Ooh.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
That is aggressive.
You think I won't, motherfucker? I'll rip that motherfucker out of your hand. Get the fuck out of here. Ignorant jack.
You get the fuck out of here. Like I said, we've been here all morning.
I don't give a fuck if you've been here all morning.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Man.
I don't give a damn if you've been here all morning. We're taking over your fishing spot.
That's not
good. Cast over pretty, you with that damn pole.
Pretty aggressive.
Just kind of go back, hit the bank, go work up and down the bank a little bit. You see it open up, come on back by.
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk about it.
Hey, this isn't one, but the kids are still going crazy over this 6-7 thing, bro.
It hasn't stopped.
It's not going to stop.
I don't understand it at all.
That's the thing.
I really don't. And I see people do it, and I guess, yeah, it's crazy when they hear the number. Mm-hmm. Everybody just loses their mind.
When they, yeah, when it's 6-7 is the score.
And they, oh, they do things.
Especially if you're on the free throw line and it's 66, you cannot mess up.
No.
65, you got to get them both.
Nope. Yep.
You can't play games. LSU got to their number 67, the magic number, as their announcer called it. What are you doing, bro?
I have no idea.
Against Morgan State. Listen to this.
It's away from the magical number. Here it is. Yes! Yes! Yes!
DJ in the back, 6-7!
Take me back decades to my youth.
They just won a national championship.
That's LSU.
He's leaning right into that thing.
Oh, my. What are we doing?
Acting like he cares.
I like the DJ in the back. Air horn.
Air horn.
6-7. 6-7. Yes. How about this road rage situation? It's the commentary I like. The commentary. This old couple. They caught a real crazy road rage situation, and they called 911 and tried to, you know, alert the authorities.
Yeah, we're an Archer and me, and there's an accident here, and a guy's out of his car, one's in his car.
Oh.
There's a huge fight going on. Right now. Yes, that's the white one. Yeah, oh, he just threw a hammer at him.
Oh, no, it's an axe. It's an axe.
He just threw an axe at him. Oh, he just hit his car. Yeah, Archer and Meade, you got to get here in a hurry.
Oh, God, they're probably going to kill each other.
He just rear-ended the pickup truck and his bags
out.
Went off.
He's getting out. Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, don't hurry.
Oh, he's getting in his car now.
Oh, he's got
holy s***.
Everybody's ass is out. Wait, don't get
everybody's
out.
Ass. Yeah. That's good play-by-play right there.
That's great play-by-play, bro.
Get in his car. Everybody's ass is out.
That was great.
I watched a clip the other day, Lucius, where a lady, like her mom and her kids were in a house in Beverly Hills, and the house was getting robbed while the mom and the kids were there.
Oh, no.
And this, a car was out front, and this lady had her G-Wagon.
Oh.
And you see her flying down the street, and she takes that G-Wagon and rams it right into that car and jumps out. And, like, the people who robbed the house are, like, scrambling around. Like, she literally tried.
G-Wagon,
she took her G-Wagon.
That.
She was on the phone with her mom. And her mom's like, oh, my gosh, they're in the house. They're, you know. And she comes flying around the corner and takes that G-Wagon and just destroys that car.
Don't be a hero, man.
Yeah. And the cops showed up and everything. I mean, it was. Damn. But she did. She took her car and just destroyed their getaway vehicle. Talk about this crazy look.
Yesterday was your church day. That person right there needs it, Mr. Brothers.
Yeah.
Pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes out there. This church was live streaming, and they had to cut their live stream after this situation.
Uh-oh. And then they're right here going to really shock you. This is right here going to really shock you. Yeah, what are they coming to church doing? Being gay! Yeah, you got to come to him being gay. Get a little, bring a little gay spirit in him. Yeah, just walking past like this. Yeah. Yeah, you at church being gay. How dare you? Want to get tight deep on the covers. You feel me? Got to get on the covers scattered throughout here. I got a couple of y'all be looking at me. I'm telling you, boy. People stick next.
I got a couple of y'all looking at me. I don't know why he screamed it like that,
why?
Bro. Gay!
Hold on.
And then they're right here going to really shock you. This is right here going to really shock you. Yeah, what are they coming to church doing? Being gay!
Why are you screaming like that?
A couple of them looking at me.
Oh my goodness.
Why he is angry.
Screaming like that, bro. Being gay. Hold on, dog. That's hilarious, bro.
Being gay!
To this day. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to combo with it. We ain't losing it this time. But yeah, here we go. That's it.
All right. There it is. That's is it loud. Your one-time champ, the Giants fan crash out? Is it the Fisherman crash out? Doesn't give an F if you've been there all morning. Not one. The 6-7 bit at LSU. Road rage play-by-play. They're throwing axes. That was pretty incredible. Then you have the church day clip. Being gay is a problem. Okay, let's see
gay
here.
No more.
Give me. I'm gonna go with the road rage play-by-play. I thought that was pretty dang strong, Lucius.
Oh shoot! I was up here reading how many S bombs went across the line. Let's see here. Bring me daba deba daba dooba daba. Fishing guys.
Okay, we're tied at one. Broadus or Wolchuk.
We go with the play by play as well.
Okay, 2-1, Broadus.
Yeah, the play by play will be good.
There it is. 3-1 in your new G Bag of the Day champion. The Road Rage play-by-play. That was amazing. Back into the Pimp Cup. LA Live on a Monday.
Yeah, man. Let's get into a Monday-Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James, man.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high.
Y'all finally see what happens when you get a fish out the water. It acts just like Jake Paul. Jake Paul, you was on your motherfucking more than a prostitute down in Vegas last night. Yeah, come here, big boy. Yeah, you thought you was a boxer. I bet your ass don't get in that ring no motherfucking more with no real boxer. Ah, Dub, he made $60 million. He earned it. That motherfucking earned it. When Big AJ hit him last night with that last right, that motherfucker seen Santa Claus.
He said, woo! Oh, that punch was coming in slow motion. Oh, Jay said, oh, here it comes. Pop! Woo!
Spitting chicklets.
Hey! This is LA Live for Monday, December 22nd, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Yeah, we busting out. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. They used to have a song called "It Feels Like a Monday Friday." It feels like a Monday Friday, which I cannot find anywhere anymore. I don't know if they deleted that thing. I don't know, but I can't find it. But that song right there is why I call this day Monday Friday. So thank you for naming today. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. You guys ever heard of any PPT songs? Any? Any one PPT song?
Not off the top of my head.
Don't know.
This is one.
Like, I would have to hear the song. I've always been terrible with song names and what band sings what. I just got to hear it and be like, yeah, I recognize that song.
They used to do songs for the Mavericks back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, they used to do, like, the Mavericks theme songs and whatnot. Did videos and everything for them. They had this song called Frustrated right here. It's probably one of the biggest hits.
Oh. PPT.
It's a nice little vibe, you know.
Yeah.
Not nothing crazy.
Like
it's a hip-hop group. Not a rap group, a hip-hop group. All the elements are in the
drive
music.
Around this.
It's a song about that girl not giving them none. It's called Frustrated.
Blue balls.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, bro. All right, before I get into the proceedings tonight, was that Bella Danger at the games?
Apparently it was.
Kyle Field?
Yeah, she goes to Miami.
She goes to Miami.
She's a student at Miami. I don't know if she still does the other line of work that she was in.
You ain't getting away from that.
No, that's on there forever.
That lives forever.
That's on there forever.
People don't forget that.
She can become president, and she'll be most known for the previous work.
What's that girl that will work like only 7 months or something like that, but all her films are still out there? They stay out there forever? They never forget about her.
Oh, she was a star?
It's going to pop up on the fan text.
Yeah, somebody will text that in.
Yeah, they're going to text that in.
877-881-1053.
Yeah, trust and believe. She didn't do a whole lot of scenes, but they live forever, bro. All right, shout out to Anthony Joshua for getting Jake Paul out of there in the sixth round.
Mm-hmm.
Got him in the sixth round. He's seen it coming. Do you think there was some over and under games being played before that sixth round?
I can't put in. When it comes to that, absolutely, there probably was.
A lot of people say that should have happened a little bit earlier in the fight.
Yeah.
Should have got him out of there in the first three rounds instead of getting all the way to six.
I mean, it looked like it was pretty easy money for Anthony Joshua. If he wanted it earlier, he could have had it earlier. I mean, Jake was trying to take him down.
Jake was on his back foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on his back foot the whole time running from that man. And that, 22-foot ring, whatever he got. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look too good. Anthony Joshua.
Tex is trying to help you here, Lucius.
Mia Khalifa?
Yeah!
Or they have Chrissy Morgan, too, is another one.
Yeah, Mia Khalifa. That's the one I'm talking about. Somebody said my mom.
That's amazing, man. They've got a they're putting them in.
Yeah, this is
putting in work.
They know. That Miss Danger only came up on the TV one time, and everybody's like, "Oh, I've seen her."
Yeah. Like, how y'all see it so fast?
Yeah. I never forget that.
Shout out to Walt Waco. Walt Waco had
Walt's on it.
That's
huh?
the first time I ever looked at this text thing. That's amazing.
Wow, this is like a flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for them.
Just shows you what's going on in our section.
They know
right?
some gooners out there, Phil.
Yeah.
They would love the story about my little 2-day weekend.
Bro. Oh, I bet they would.
Cracking, dog. Anthony Joshua, he called out Tyson Fury. What do you think about that situation?
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. I mean, they've been scheduled to fight before, I believe, or that there's been a lot of talk about it. So now, because wasn't Anthony Joshua like semi-retired?
Yeah.
Retired?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, I think they probably do end up having that fight happen.
Yeah, he probably needs another fight before he gets in there with Fury, but okay, I can see that.
Two Brits?
There. Yeah. He's going to need a little bit of help before he gets into that because Tyson Fury is something else. I would like to see him fight Deontay Wilder, maybe.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
That'd be a big old fight.
Yeah.
Be a big situation right there.
Like yeah. That. Well, I mean, like Tyson is too, but.
Especially because Anthony Joshua is just now being introduced to the American audience again,
yeah.
Even though this is not his American debut. He lost his American debut. Was that Ruiz?
Yes, Andy Ruiz, right,
yep,
Junior?
Yep. Yeah, he lost his American debut, but now the timeline, bro. The ladies are just now catching on to Anthony Joshua.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the ladies are loving, huh?
They're loving
they're
him.
They're getting thirsty?
All down the timeline, they are showing their asses out over this Anthony Joshua guy.
I mean, he is as impressive physically as, like, anyone you've ever seen.
He's huge. A defensive end.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, he looks amazing out there. But, yeah, did you see the ladies, like, following him around as he was making his walk back?
Yes.
To they was falling all over him,
yes.
bro. They was falling all over him. I was looking at my old lady's eyes as it was happening. I said, make sure she. Because I put in work last night. Can I at least get 24 hours worth of adulation?
Yeah, the girls were on him almost as much as Brandon Marshall and Michael Irvin were on Kay Adams.
Squeeze it. Yeah, that was a little sandwich right there, Miss Kay.
Little Kay. Golly. Okay. I don't know if she could survive that.
Yeah. Paul, is he done?
No. I did see. He had to get the jaw wired shut.
He's done for a few months.
So it's possible that, I mean, maybe.
If your jaw even comes back right, you might have permanent slack jaw.
He might not be able to fight again.
Yeah.
If he can, then I'm sure he'll try and run it back. But he should be done after that.
Permanent slack jaw, bro. It could never pop sometimes when you're chewing and talking.
Gosh.
It can probably never be the same again. Mm. You get Bobby Brown jaw all the time, permanently. Look.
That's a little crack jaw.
Yeah, you've been grooving off that stuff. Paul, who could he fight at this point now?
I guess.
Would you want to watch him fight somebody?
Not really. Now that we've seen him get KO'd, I think the rematch with Tommy Fury's brother.
Okay.
Maybe that would be the one.
Okay.
But otherwise, I think that now that he's been KO'd.
How about McGregor?
That'd be fun.
See him fight McGregor?
That'd be fun.
No, I saw what I needed to see when it comes to Jake Paul. Like, it's, for me.
It's over?
It's over now.
Yeah. It's over, yeah. You saw him get knocked out.
We got exactly what we wanted. We're good here. Everything else is, I mean, everything's been a money grab, but everything else moving forward will absolutely just be that.
Hey, it was a great night of Friday night fights, though. I'll tell you what, Jake Paul, you could put together a great event.
A card?
Oh my gosh, the card was great. The prelims, they were fighting in the prelims, bro. I'm talking about fighting for their lives in the prelims.
Were they?
Blood all over the mat and everything. All over the ring. And there's like eight people in the audience.
It was popping. It's always so sad. These guys are literally fighting for their lives in front of four people.
Trying to make six people. You're just dying in there, bro. Yeah, they were throwing hands in that. Alicia Bumgarner, she won her fight. Shout out to Alicia. Unanimous decision right there. Did you see Alicia Bumgarner just memorized by Anthony Joshua as well? That went viral. It was a little clip of her just staring him down. Just looking at him as that sweat was glistening all over his body.
Texas saying Andrew Tate. Is he a real boxer?
Yeah.
He just lost.
Yeah, he got it. No, that's coming up. I got that. Sit tight on the fan text.
Okay.
Sit tight, chat.
Yeah, chat.
Sit tight,
hold up, chat. Hold up, chat.
And there was a photo of Alicia Bumgarner and Anthony Joshua by the pool eating fruit Saturday morning after the fight. She had a little bedhead, too, by the way.
Yeah, they cracked.
Is that real? Is that AI?
I don't know, but I...
You think it...
Isn't that something she's a little known for in the boxing community?
Oh, no. I mean, good for him.
No, absolutely.
To the riches go to spoils or something like that? Yeah, he did it, bro.
After that performance, hearing something.
Rumble, young man, rumble.
Yeah, go get yours.
That was such a satisfying fight. But yet, if he did that, if that's not really AI, if that's the real deal, Holyfield, and they like chilling at the pool, that means they had to coordinate that. Maybe they woke up together. Who knows?
Get some breakfast?
Yeah. Anderson Silva.
Yeah, man.
Got Tyrone Woodley out of there. What is Tyrone Woodley doing?
I was surprised.
I'm tired of him getting beat up. If he's going to fight, he's going to have to learn how to fight.
He needs to just stop. The boxing thing was never good for him.
I'm tired of seeing that. And Allison Silva, that was nice. He did that little shoe touch before he gave you the uppercut.
He's 41 now?
It was brilliant.
Still moving well.
Yeah, it was brilliant. He downloaded Tyrone Woodley for like the first few rounds, just watching him real good, and then got him. Pieced him on out of there with that shoot touch uppercut. Shout out to Roy Jones Jr. And then after that, I watched the Dave Chappelle stand up. It was amazing. The Unstoppable on Netflix. That was great as well. Andrew Tate got beat up in a hilarious fashion in Dubai.
Okay.
By a dude named Chase Damore, I believe it is. Chase Damore, a.k.a. he gave himself this name, a.k.a. Mr. Belt to Ass.
So this guy's popular because of like one of those Netflix dating shows?
Listen, best known for his role in the Netflix reality show Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah. That's wow. That's crazy.
He's not even real. not even a real
that's
boxer.
That's misfit.
It was hilarious. The fight was hilarious. He was also on the show called Floor. The Floor is Lava.
Okay.
And Perfect Match. Got beat up by a reality TV dude that liked your videos. He got pointers from you and beat you up. But that was Tate's return to combat sports after a 5-year layoff. He said he was gassed out there.
I wonder why.
He's blaming it on the cardio.
Yeah, he said, I was gassed. It just took a long time. I was gassed. But that was pretty fun to watch, man. Hilarious. He should have not got beat up by that dude whatsoever. Man was skipping around the ring, just looking ridiculous. No type of good form.
Yeah, the clips I saw, you would think this guy has never been in a boxing ring before,
bro.
Ever. Like, he's making a mockery of the sport.
He was skipping around the ring, throwing haymakers, you know, just telegraphing the punches so big and wide. Oh, my gosh. He was running a little bit. It was
That's embarrassing.
Crazy, I just can't. How many times was Andrew Tate down on his knees like Jake Paul was? Felt like Jake Paul was just down hugging the dude's leg for half the fight.
He did. Like a big brother. You got me. Hold on. Stop. Uncle. Amanda, what's her name? Oh, no. Vargas and Dean the Great. They were also on this Andrew Tate undercard. And that got pretty nasty. I don't have enough time to even give you that, but it got a little nasty during the pre-fight presser.
Ooh.
Yeah. This dude named Dean the Great. I don't know anything about him. Sorry about that, y'all. I don't know about Dean the Great, okay?
I don't know who
he is. I apologize. But
that's
he
what
was
got Google for.
He was really disrespectful to this guy's Vargas's mom during the presser. It got really nasty. I'm going to hit you with this before I get out of here.
Mama, stay out of this. This ain't got nothing to do with you. That's a fair warning.
Gene, stay out of this. Stay out of this. Go make
a quesadilla, you fat bitch. Shut up.
Oh, no.
Go make me a quesadilla. Go make me a quesadilla. Shut up. You
bitch.
Go stay
safe.
You bitch. Go in Dubai.
Okay. Enough.
Wow.
Goodness.
Yeah, he lost.
Good.
He lost. You can't disrespect my mama like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gave me some bulletin board material right there. Like, oh, my mom, bet, fam. It's on when I see you. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Y'all be safe out there. I'll holler.
Thank you. There he is, Lucius Alexander, every day at 5:40 here in the Expressway. We have LA Live coming up next, though. We got to recap a 9-hour Cowboys game day with a little Two Guys, One Booth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.